The Ohio Valley is ground zero for the nation's opioid crisis, with effects in homes, schools, and the workplace. Many businesses face thorny issues with addicted workers and job applicants re-entering the workforce after drug treatment or incarceration. Aaron Payne reports on how employers can make the workplace support those recovering from addiction.
If you've ever enjoyed a budget-saver twin popsicle on a hot summer day, you can thank the employees of the Ziegenfelder Frozen Treat Factory in Wheeling, West Virginia. Sonny Baxter is responsible for leading the floor workers.
You have to have a comprehension on how the lines work, how to make them run as smooth as possible. You have to supervise the line workers. You're a leader.
On top of his duties as an operator, Baxter uses his training as an addiction counselor to help the Ziegenfelder employees in recovery adjust to workforce reentry.
You have to really have a healthy level of empathy for people from different circumstances and different environments.
Addiction specialists say employment helps in the recovery process. And here in one of the areas hardest hit by addiction, some employers are stepping up their efforts to bring these people back to work in hopes of chipping away at the epidemic. Ziegenfelder President and CEO Lisa Allen says they've embraced their role in the fight by hiring based on a person's character rather than their past.
Businesses really need to step to the plate and participate in changing our environment.
Ziegenfelder's drug-free workplace approach takes steps to avoid drug-related hazards, but it goes further to offer assistance rather than punishment for employees who approach them when struggling with addiction. An agency based just outside of Columbus, Ohio, is working to help companies implement drug-free workplace programs. Working Partner CEO Dee Mason believes it's the ethically right thing to do and can make economic sense too.
If that person stays the course and you've actually thrown them a life ring, those people will come back and be some of the most loyal employees you've got.
Working Partners tailors the components of a drug-free workplace program to meet the needs of a company. Mason says the opioid epidemic has increased the demand for their services in both urban and rural areas. And rural communities present unique challenges in getting employees treatment.
We're raising the awareness of the employers, but now we've got to figure out how to find services that they can rely on. There aren't enough services.
Other organizations across the Ohio Valley are working to fill in the service gap and prepare those in their treatment programs for workforce reentry. Seth Pettigo, a reentry specialist with Life Skills in Bowling Green, Kentucky, says getting a job is a big part of the recovery process.
Some of these people haven't worked in 10 or 12, 20 years, and they're wanting to go back into the field.
The nonprofit mental health and addiction institution incorporates job training as part of its recovery program. But Pettigo says these employees carry the stigma that comes with addiction.
They relapse, yes, at times. They lose their job on the spot. No appeal process, nothing. Depending on the company, though.
Life Skills works with employers to create workplaces that understand relapse is not the same as failure. Pettigo says another chance can make all the difference. Sonny Baxter can attest to that, as Ziegenfelder gave him his second chance after he served time in federal prison for crimes he says were related to the addiction crisis.
I was technically part of the problem.
He was determined to put his past behind him and work to become part of the solution. Baxter began working at the Frozen Treats factory the day after completing his sentence in 2015. He says people who had a past in the addiction crisis are valuable to society, and he hopes he can be an example of that.
People don't realize how successful, how stable, and how goal-oriented you can actually be working in the factory.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Wheeling, West Virginia.